السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. رب زدني علما، اللهم فقهنا في الدين، آمين يا رب العالمين. السلام عليكم. إن شاء الله. I hope that all of you are doing well. Inshallah, for today's class, we are going to continue from our topic of Surah Al-Ma'idah. And inshallah, we will start from ayah number 72 to ayah number 76. And we will first do the recitation of these verses and then move on to the tajweed theory and then the analysis, inshallah. So let's go ahead and begin from the start of ayah number 72. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لقد كفر الذين قالوا إن الله هو المسيح ابن مريم وقال المسيح يا بني إسرائيل اعبدوا الله ربي وربكم إنه من يشرك بالله فقد حرم الله عليه الجنة ومأواه النار وما للظالمين من أنصار. لقد كفر الذين قالوا إن الله ثالث ثلاثة وما من إله إلا إله واحد وإن لم ينتهوا عما يقولون ليمسن الذين كفروا منهم عذاب أليم. أفلا يتوبون إلى الله ويستغفرونه والله غفور رحيم. ما المسيح ابن مريم إلا رسول قد خلت من قبله الرسل وأمه صديقة كانا يأكلان الطعام. انظر كيف نبين لهم الآيات ثم انظر أنى يؤفكون. قل أتعبدون من دون الله ما لا يملك لكم ضرا ولا نفعا والله هو السميع العليم. Inshallah, that is our lesson for today, ayah number 72 to ayah number 76. For our theory part of the class, we were covering the topic of Mad. And in this topic, we were covering Mad Badal. Mad Badal is a type of Mad that is a little bit different than the previous Mad that we have covered. So Mad Badal is a type of Mad that is بسبب الهمزة. It is because of a Hamza. But this is when the Hamza comes before the Mad letter. So in all the previous Mads that we have covered and we are going to cover, there is a Mad letter and then the Hamza is after the Mad. So it is بسبب الهمزة because the letter following is a Hamza after the Mad. Now Mad Badal is something a little bit different because the Hamza comes before the Mad letter. Now normally when we have Mad Badal, it is a two count Mad. So there is not much that you have to do here. We see that there are a lot of cases in the Quran where we have Mad Badal and normally you will just recite it as a two count Mad, such as in the word Amanu, Utu, Imana, Al-Qur'ana. So in all of these cases, you see that there is that normal two count Mad, not anything that we really have to pay too much focus or attention to. Now the part where Mad Badal becomes more important is because of the four special cases of medbadal. So this is the more important part of medbadal that you actually have to focus and put some effort towards remembering these rules. Now for the previous medbadal, normally this comes a lot of times in the Quran, so you may have already been reciting this med with the proper two count meds, and you may not have even realized that this is a different type of med. So this is something that, alhamdulillah, naturally, as people start reciting the Quran, they do recite this correctly as the proper two-count med. So this is not something that needs too much attention or focus. What does require more focus is the special cases of med badal. So these are four cases that are found in the Quran in very specific surahs and very specific ayahs. Again, there are only four cases, four special cases. And in these four cases, we have to make sure that we know how to pronounce them and read them correctly. So in the last class, we covered the first two. The first one was in Surah Al-Baqarah, ayah number 283. And the second was in Surah Al-Ahqaf, ayah number 4. So in both of these cases, we are going to see that there is Hamzatul Wasl, meaning that there is an alif with the little head of the sod. Normally, when we have Hamzatul Wasl, we do not recite this alif. It is just alif there for the purpose of writing or for the purpose of meaning. So we have the alif there, but normally we do not recite this alif. There are no harakat on top. It is also not an alif with a sukun. So there is nothing on top. You can imagine it's just a plain alif. So we have Hamzatul Wasl followed by Hamzatul Qatar, which means that there is a Hamza, and this Hamza is going to have a sukun on top. So now when we look at Hamzatul Wasl with no harakat and the next letter has a sukun, we have this question that how are we supposed to connect this letter with no harakat to the next letter which also has no harakat but has a sukun? So in this case, we will have that special case of med badal, meaning that there is that med letter and there is that hamza, and that hamza will turn into a med letter because this is the way that we can recite this letter. Normally, if we have Hamzatul Wasl followed by a Hamzatul Qatar, we have a alif with nothing on top, and then we have Hamza with sukun. It's hard for us to read this letter without putting harakat on the alif. So in this case, we have a special allowance that has been given to us, is that we will turn this Hamza with a sukun into a two-count med. So the first example, when we look at the example, this will start to make more sense. This is the one that we covered in the previous class in Surah Al-Baqarah, ayah number 283. So we had the ayah, الَّذِي تُمِنَ. So we have the word, الَّذِي تُمِنَ. Now, تُمِنَ, we have alif with a Hamzatul Wasl. Now, because I am starting from this Hamzatul Wasl, I am putting a Dhamma on top. But normally, if you look at the verse, there is nothing on this Hamzatul Wasl. You cannot even hear this alif when it is being recited. Alladhi tumina. So we go straight from the dal to the Hamza, and the alif is not recited. Alladhi tumina. So this is how normally we will recite if we are continuing the recitation. But let's say that I would like to stop at alladhi, and I want to continue from this word. Now, how can I continue from this word? If I say alladhi and then I stop and I want to start from the next word, u'tumina. Now, in this case, we will apply that special circumstance of medbadal. So instead of saying u'tumina, I will say u'tumina. Now this has been turned into a two-count med. So the hamza has been transformed into a two-count med. Now it is a medbadal. So this is the special case. So the special case is only applied when you are beginning the recitation at this word. So if I'm continuing the recitation and I say, الَّذِي تُمِنَ أَمَانَتَهُ. If I'm reciting this verse, then I can recite it exactly the way that it's written, الَّذِي تُمِنَ. This is the way that it's written in the Quran. But if I have stopped at الَّذِي and then I want to continue or start my recitation from the next word, I will say, أُوتُمِنَ. So I will say, الَّذِي, and then I pause, أُوتُمِنَ أَمَانَتَهُ. Then I will continue from this word with a two-count medbadal. Similar example in Surah Al-Ahqaf, ayah number 4. This one is very important because this is an allowed stop. Now in the previous verse that we covered, that is a very odd place to stop. Normally if you are reciting, you would not stop here unless you have run out of breath and you are forced to stop because you do not have any more breath to continue. So for this one, it's kind of a rare case for someone to stop and begin at this word. But in this ayah in Surah Al-Ahqaf, ayah number 4, this is a very, very popular place to stop. There is also the symbol of stopping. It is an allowed stop. And you will hear that a lot of the shuyukh do stop at this ayah. So this one is a little bit more important, or not important, just an ayah that requires a little bit more attention. So this is in the word, fis samawat tuni. So again, if we are continuing, then we don't have to do anything here. Fis samawat tuni, exactly the way that it's recited, that is the way that it's written. But if I have decided to stop at fis samawat, and again, this is an allowed stop. There is a symbol of stopping here. If you look in the text of the Quran, you will notice that you are allowed to stop here. So now you have a question that if I stop at fis samawat, how can I begin the next word? And here you will not say ituni. You will not start in this way. Instead, you will turn this hamza into a two-count med and you will say ituni. So now this med, ituni, gets turned into ituni. So now if I stop, I say fis samawat. Then I stop. Ituni bi kitabin. And then I will continue. And now I will say ituni with a two count med. Now this has been turned into a med badal. And you will notice that this is a lot easier to say than ituni. U'tumina. So this is a little bit difficult to say. And because this is med badal, now you have turned it into a two count med. And this is a little bit easier to recite as well. This was Surah Al-Ahqaf, ayah number 4. As we're going through these examples, if you like, you can open up your Qur'ans and mark these spots. What I have done is that on my Qur'an, I have highlighted this word, and then I have written on the side the rulings, I have written mad badal, and then the correct way to recite. This will help you remember that when you come upon these verses, this is how you are meant to recite. So the one in Surah Al-Ahqaf, this is the one that majority of the people do stop at fis samawat. So this is something that we need to know if we are stopping here, that when we continue the recitation, we have to say ituni. So again, you can highlight this, you can write it down underneath in English, or you can write down in Arabic, alif with a kasra, ya with a sukun, tuni. And then this way you will remember for next time that you recite that this is how you are meant to recite this verse. And then the third example is in Surah Yunus, ayah number 15. And this is in the word, لِقَاءَ نَأْتِي بِقُرْآنٍ. لِقَاءَ نَأْتِي. Now again, when we are continuing, you will recite exactly the way that it's written, نَأْتِي. But if you have stopped at لِقَاءَنَا, how can you continue? If you stop at لِقَاءَنَا, you will say إِتِي. Now normally it is إِتِي, but here you will turn it into a two-count med badal. إيتي لقاءنا إيتي بقرآن. So here you will turn this into a two count مد بدل. And this is in Surah Yunus, ayah number 15. So again, in لقاءنا إيتي, when you are continuing, and then when you are stopping, لقاءنا إيتي. So now this is going to be a two count مد بدل. And then the last, the special case is going to be in Surah Tawbah, ayah number 49. And now in this ayah, it is going to be يَقُولُ ذَلِّي. This is the ayah. And again, if you are reciting and you are not stopping, then you can recite exactly the way that it's written. يَقُولُ ذَلِّي. And then if you are stopping, normally it would be ذَلِّي. But because this is a special case of مَد بَدِل, you will turn this into a two-count مَد. ذَلِّي. يَقُولُ. And then you stop. يَقُولُ. So now this is a two count med. And then when you continue, يَقُولُ ذَلِّي, and you will recite this hamza. So these are the four cases of med badal. Let's go through them one more time. Again, you can write them down on a piece of paper and then go through your Quran. Try to find these surahs and these ayahs and highlight these words. And you can write underneath the proper way to recite them. And you can write med badal or a little explanation in the margins if you would like. But make sure these are marked in your Quran so that you know that these are the four cases of med badal. So the first one is in Surah Al-Baqarah, ayah number 283. The second one is in Surah Al-Ahqaf, ayah number 4. The third one is Surah Yunus, ayah number 15. And the last one is At-Tawbah, ayah number 49. So these are the four cases of Mad Badal. The first one in Surah Al-Baqarah, ayah number 283 is الَّذِي تُمِنَا. الَّذِي تُمِنَا. And then ayah number 4 of Ahqaf is فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ تُونِي. And then Surah Yunus, ayah 15 is لِقَاءَ نَأْتِي. And then Surah Tawbah, ayah number 49 is Yaqulu Dhalli. So these are the four cases. And again, when you are continuing your recitation, you will recite exactly the way that it's written. This rule only applies if you are stopping and beginning from the word that starts with Hamzatul Wasl. So we have Alladhi'tumina, exactly the way that it's written, you will recite. Fis-samawati'tuni, exactly the way that it's written. Liqa'ana'ti, exactly the way that it's written. Yaqulu dhalli, exactly the way that it's written. And then if you are stopping and then beginning with the word with Hamzatul Wasl, then you will change this to Madbadil, meaning that now this will be a two-count Mad. So here if I stop at Alladhi, and then I continue, I will say Utumina. Alladhi Utumina amanatahu. Now, if I'm stopping at Alladhi, then I will recite with Madbadal. In Surah Al-Ahqaf, if I've decided to stop, Fis-samawat i'tuni, and I've decided at Samawat, Fis-samawat i'tuni. Now, this is a two-count Mad. In Surah Yunus, Liqa'ana'ti, if I have stopped at Liqa'ana, I will say Liqa'ana, and then I will say i'ti bi-Qur'anin. And then we have Yaqulu dhalli. So here, if I stop at Yaqul, I will say Yaqul Idhalli wala. So this rule only applies when we are stopping at the end of the word and then beginning with the word that has Hamzatul Wasl followed by a Hamza with a Sukun. So these are the four cases of Mad Badal. So this is very important. We must know how to recite these words. So if you could go into your Quran and mark these words, you can write down the proper way that they are meant to be recited. And then you can put a little asterisk and say, when stopping and beginning at this word. So you can put a little line. So for example, in Fis Samawat, you can put a little line and then you can say Ituni. So if you are continuing and then beginning from this word, that is how you will recite. And then if you are just continuing the recitation, you are not stopping, then you can recite it exactly the way that it's written. So these are the four special cases of Mad Badal. This is Hamzatul Wasl, Alif with a Hamza, followed by Hamzatul Qatar, which is the Hamza with a Sukun. And even if you do not remember the rulings, as long as you have them written down and as long as you are reciting them correctly as you come upon them in your recitation, then inshallah there is no harm. So we'll stop here for today with our theory and then inshallah move on to the analysis of our verses starting from ayah number 72. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Laqad, here qaf is going to be heavy, dal has qalqala. Kafara, ra is going to be heavy. Kafara alladhina qalu, qaf is heavy. And then qalu inna Allah, this is a four count med. This is mad ja'iz munfasil because it is in separate words. Inna Allaha, name of Allah here is going to be heavy. Huwa al-Masih ibn Maryam, ba here is going to have qalqala. Maryam, ra in this case is heavy. Waqala and qaf here is heavy. Al-Masihu, ha is going to be from the middle of the throat. Ya bani Isra'ila, ya bani, this is a four count mad. Isra'il, this is another four count mad. Ya bani is a mad ja'iz, Israel is mad wajib. Israila abudullaha, name of Allah here is going to be heavy. Rabbi wa rabbakum, ra in rabbi and rabbakum is both heavy. Innahu man yushrik, ra in this case is light. Kaf has hams, so give it a little bit of air. Yushrik billahi, name of Allah here is light. Faqad, qaf is heavy. Indal has qalqala. Harrama, ra here is going to be heavy. Harrama Allahu, name of Allah here is heavy. Alayhi al-jannata wa ma'wahu, hamza here is going to have a little bit of jahr. So make sure that you have that sharpness of the sound, abruptly cut off the sound. Wa ma'wahu an-nar, ra in this case is heavy. Wa ma lil-zalimina, la is heavy. Min ansar, sad is heavy. And ra in this case is heavy. Laqad kafara alladhina qalu, qalu, this is a four count med. Inna Allaha, name of Allah is heavy. Thalithu thalatha. And then here, when we have a ha with a sukun, make sure that you do give it a little bit of hams, give it a little bit of air so that we don't drop it when we give it a sukun. Wa ma min ilahin illa, this is a four count med. Ilahu wahid, dal has qalqala. وَإِنْ لَمْ يَنْتَهُوا عَمَّا يَقُولُونَ لَيَمَسَّلْنَا الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. Ra here is heavy. مِنْهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. Ayn is from the throat. أَفَلَا يَتُوبُونَ إِلَى اللَّهِ. Name of Allah here is heavy. وَيَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. Ghain is going to be heavy. Ra in this case is heavy. Ha again is going to have a little bit of hem. So give it some air when you stop on sukun. Wallahu, name of Allah here is heavy. غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. Ghain is heavy. Ra is heavy. And then Rahim, Ra is heavy as well. مَلْ مَسِيحُ بْنُ مَرْيَمْ, بَعْ هَسْقَلْقَلَى مَرْيَمْ in the ra here is going to be heavy. Illa rasulun, ra is heavy. Qad, qaf is heavy. Dal has qalqala. Khalat, kha is heavy. Min qablihi rusulu wa ummuhu siddiqa. Ar-rusul, ra is going to be heavy. Siddiqa, sad is heavy. Dal is light. Qaf is heavy. Again, give that ha some hams so that we can hear it when we are stopping on a sukun. Siddiqa. Kana ya'kulani at-ta'am. Ta here is heavy. Unzur, ra is heavy. كَيْفَ نُبَيِّنُ لَهُمُ الْآيَاتِ ثُمَّ انظر. Ra here is heavy. أَنَّا يُؤْفَكُونَ. Hamza here is going to have a little bit of that jerkiness. Give it some jahar. قُلْ أَتَعْبُدُونَ. عَيْنَ is going to be from the middle of the throat. مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ. Name of Allah here is light. مَا لَا يَمْلِكُ لَكُمْ ضَرًّا. Dad is heavy. Ra is heavy. وَلَا نَفْعَ. عَيْنَ is going to be from the middle of the throat. And this is a two count مَد العِوَد. So if we stop here, we will turn this tanween into a two count مَد. وَلَا نَفْعَ. And then if you continue, you can say وَلَا نَفْعًا وَاللَّهُ. But because I have stopped here, I will turn this into a two-count med. وَلَا نَفْعًا وَاللَّهُ. Name of Allah here is heavy. هُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. عَيْن is going to be from the throat in both of these cases. So inshallah, that is our lesson for today. Ayah number 72 to ayah number 76. We will move on now to the tafsir portion of our class. And inshallah, I will see you all next week. Jazakallahu khairan kathiran. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.